This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105 Radio.
I rarely admit to playing the guitar when there's a guest in the studio, but there we are. It's lovely to welcome Rosie Jack from CBM, the Cambridge 105 Radio's Charity of the Month for April. Hi, Rosie. Lovely to see you again.
It's great to be here.
Now, we've been doing you as the Charity of the Month for April because we're right in the middle of your See the Way campaign, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Remind everybody, because they've been hearing the adverts and everything, but just for those who've, for some reason, not caught it, just remind us what the See the Way campaign is all about and what it is you do.
Yep, so our appeal is about helping people with sight problems in the world's poorest places to see the way to a brighter future. So every day there are people living in developing countries who are losing their sight, who are going blind because of conditions that could easily be treated, things like cataracts, which you can treat with surgery, and yet people are living needlessly blind with these conditions because they can't access the eye health services that they need to save their sight. So our See the Way appeal is about improving access to eye health services to prevent blindness in adults and children in countries like Rwanda. And we are very fortunate that the UK government are matching pound for pound every donation that we receive until the 14th of May. So it's a really exciting chance for us to make a huge difference to some of the world's poorest people.
Okay, now we've already done the maths on this once before, but let's just run through this again. What does it cost to do one cataract operation, to cure one person?
For an adult, £24. For a child, £95 for a sight-saving cataract operation.
Okay, so if we take the adult, £24, you can do that for a tenner, because if you donate a tenner in your UK gift aid, as well as the government's UK aid match, that will just about get you near as heck £24.
Yeah, and the transformation that can happen in someone's life is just amazing.
It is. Now, you've done this before. I remember back a while you were out, you, and it was actually you, was that in the Cameroon? Tell us about that story.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, CBM has been doing this for over 100 years.
Yes. But
the first time that I saw a cataract surgery myself was about a year ago when I went out to Cameroon in West Africa to meet a young man called Desire, who's 28. And he'd been blind for many years as a result of cataracts, and it had a huge impact, not just on his life, but on the life of his family. It had meant that it was a real struggle for him to work. He had wanted to train as a carpenter, but because his vision hadn't been good enough, that hadn't been possible. Mm-hmm. He was trying to eke out a living growing crops on his farm, but even he couldn't go out in the bright sunlight because of his eye condition, which meant that basically it was too painful for him to be out in the bright sun. He couldn't see the crops properly, and all this when it could have been treated at any point in his 28 years with a surgery costing, you know, like
let's,
you said,
let's
just
be
24
honest
quid.
24 quid, which in this world, you know, I've seen people pay far more than that for a bottle of wine in Tesco's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in the Gambia a few weeks ago, and it is that contrast. I mean, these countries, especially someone like Cameroon, it's not a starvation, it's not a flying in aid type of situation, but it's where families are on subsistence incomes, aren't they? They're getting by, and anything that knocks that ability to grow crops, get them in the ground, get them out the ground again and sold. Anything that knocks that ability to do that, and suddenly families are in real trouble. And am I right in thinking as well, Desire, wasn't he supporting like a wider family? Wasn't there an aunt or something living in there as well?
There was his mother, who was widowed, and also there was a sister that he was helping to look after as well. So, yeah, the impact of one person struggling on a family that's already on the edge.
Yeah.
Is absolutely immense. And, you know, the difference you can make, and it can sound a bit flippant, like £24 can do a cataract surgery, but obviously there's a lot that goes in before that as well, because, you know, CBM is working in countries and has been working in Cameroon and Rwanda for years, and actually it's about training the doctors to do that cataract surgery, equipping the hospitals, making sure that the surgeries are happening in the right place so they're close enough where people live. You know, the most recent cases that I saw in Rwanda a few months ago, there were people there who were there was cataract surgery available in Rwanda, and the government even can provide free surgery, but it's just the nearest place that can do it is the other side of the country, and people can't afford the bus fare.
And it takes forever to get there as well in any of these countries. So that's the thing you're trying to do with See the Way, is actually get the services nearer the people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's making sure cataract surgery is available and other eye health services, and making sure that they're available in the places where people can actually get to them.
Okay. Now, you're heading out to Rwanda then. Tell us what's going on out out there.
I am. I am a very fortunate person. So, because Rwanda is an amazing country, but I am going out there to meet a lady called Salome, who is a grandmother who is 71, and she has cataracts, and for the last 2 years she's been really struggling to see. And she's one of these people who does live, she's living with her daughter and her three grandchildren, and the family has been put under huge pressure because of her sight problems. So the daughter goes out to work to raise enough money for them to eat. Mm-hmm. Her daughter, actually, because she's one of the poorest people in Rwanda, she's going out onto a government work programme that helps the poorest people to get a bit of income and food. And then while she's out of work, her mum, who is almost totally blind, is looking after a one-year-old and a four-year-old.
Can't do that. You're blind.
Can you imagine it? I mean, my children are a bit older than that now, but I remember that as being a completely exhausting experience, even living in Cambridge with all of the support that I have available here and in a safe home with no open fire and no vision problems. And to do that is... But she's been trying for a couple of years to get surgery, but again, the family just can't afford to get her to hospital. The mum can't leave the kids to go with her to hospital because you have to take someone with you. But thanks to CBM supporters, then she is going to get her surgery in just a couple of weeks. And I am going out so that we can show people in the UK what that is like for her. Mm. So that we can follow her story, so that we can give people here in the UK a bit of an insight. So she's invited us, Salome has invited us to be part of this really amazing week for her, because, you know, we want people here in the UK to understand what life's like for people like Salome and what this surgery can do to make a difference.
Well, the phrase life-changing, we banned it around everyone. Oh, you know, I got auditioned for The X Factor. It was life-changing. So everything's life-changing. But this genuinely is, and it's not just impacting the lady that you're looking after, the lady you're going to treat. Mm-hmm. This is going to be, I mean, the mother must be able to relax and she'll be able to work more because she knows at least the grandmother is at home and she can actually see what the kids are up to. Mm. The kids, presumably, are just going to have a better life as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they'll actually be interacting with their grandmother in a completely different way.
Well, she said, you know, it's so sad. She said, I just I haven't been able to cook for my grandchildren. You know, she just wants to be able to look after them properly. Mm. So, yeah, make a huge difference for them.
So this is going to be an amazing story. What's going to be happening throughout the week? And tell us how that's going to pan out. Because I know we're covering it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we will be sharing, every day we'll be sharing updates from Salome in the hospital. So we'll be going and we'll be going out there for the on the 27th of April, and then for that week after that we will be meeting her at home and sharing, you know, her story as she comes to hospital, what that's like for her to have those surgeries, what those first moments of sight are like.
That, you know, I'm gonna say, to share that. To
and
share
then
that is
what
going
it's
to be
like
amazing,
for her to go
it?
Home and to be able to hopefully see, you know, that baby, that one-year-old child's face that she's never seen before.
I hope you're strong, because I can imagine me being there just a ball of tears. I can imagine this must be extraordinary.
There will be a pack of tissues on hand, I have to say.
I can imagine this must be extraordinarily emotional.
Yeah.
It really must be, because you know that this is just something that is down to you guys.
Well, it's down to, you know, there are so many, it takes so many people to make a surgery like that happen.
Yeah.
It takes, you know, the surgeon who's doing it actually is somebody who was trained and supported by CBM, the hospital for that to have been set up, and none of that would happen without the support of people like our supporters in the UK and around the world. So, you know, we're all part of that story in our different ways. We can all make a huge difference through our support. So actually this is about trying to involve people in the UK in that story, to help not just to see but actually to be part of that story as well. Yeah. Because actually people can send messages, share prayers of support, prayers and messages of support for Salome, and I can pass those on to her so she knows that actually there's people around the world thinking.
That's going to be amazing for her, isn't it? So there's this whole groundswell of people who she's never met wishing her well. This sounds, yeah. I mean, it couldn't be better than to be doing it around Easter as well, which is an important time, I know, for a lot of people.
Yeah, well, in a time of transformation and new life for many people, and that's really what this is all about.
It sounds very exciting. So let's just recap on this campaign. So it's a 3-month campaign, but we're kind of ticking through. We're into the final month now, aren't we? It runs to the 14th of May?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and if people want to get involved and donate, how do they do that?
Well, the best way is to visit our website, which is seetheway.org.
That's easy enough. Seetheway.org.
Or people can phone our lovely supporter care team in at the Oakington office, which is 0800 567 7000.
Okay, 0800 567 7000 or seetheway.org. Brilliant, lovely. Well, it's been lovely to see you again, Rosie. Have a safe journey out to Rwanda. And we look forward to hearing more about your story and Salome's story when you get out there.
Yep, absolutely. Well, look forward to sharing it with you.
Excellent. There we go. That's Rosie Jack from CBM, the Cambridge 105 Radio's Charity of the Month. If people want to find out more about the charity, cbmuk.org.uk. Lovely to see you, Rosie.